Anyways. So back to her. Her and I became friends. I'm going to put the quote as my fingers there and stuff. But she became friends. She let me meet one of her friends who was also best friends with a girl who does trace art for a living and gets scammed by so many people and has her art featured on Halo so many times, as you would know as Spartan Esta. Anyways, Spartan Esta was friends with one of Morgan's friends, and Morgan was friends with almost everyone of Spartan Esta, but Morgan didn't want, yes, I'm going to say her name, Meh Morgan. Morgan was friends with everyone that Spartan Esta was friends with, but everyone who was friends with Morgan afterwards, after she had a whole, like, rant page or whatever, people stopped hanging out with her because they didn't like how much drama she was seeking in her stories, like creating lies and stuff, saying, oh, I hate that my dad's constantly torturing me and bullying me and harassing me and mistreating me or whatever. Meanwhile, she's just a spoiled brat. She's the only girl in her family, and she gets treated like a spoiled brat, and she enjoys it. And then she goes on her Instagram stories and talks about, oh, how I hate my life. I'm going to move away one day. And then she does end up moving, and says she ended up moving next to the airport in Las Vegas. And she hates that she has to hear an airplane go by each time when she's in bed asleep. I'm like, that was your choice. You chose to move out of your parents, your dad's house at like 18 or 20 or something because you're complaining that your dad was mistreating you. Meanwhile, he was treating you like a princess. But anyways, back to her. As she was like all goody-goody and stuff, she was lying to me the whole time, getting close to me, and then turned out she was creating a huge plot against me while being friends with me to find out secrets that I didn't even know of or whatever, and putting them on her stories and saying, by the way, guys, this girl's a pedophile. She dates minors and has sex with them and molests them and shit. I'm like, excuse me? So I'm getting like messages from other people saying, hey, is this true? Are you true? Are you actually a pedophile? Like, blah, 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 blah. And then people I've been friends with for, like, months or whatever was sending me literally reels and memes and shit and saying, you pedophile type of memes or whatever. But anyways, she brings up in her stories that I'm apparently a pedophile and that no one should be around me. And even her boyfriend, Code Lynx, was attacking me and sharing false information in past history or whatever that had come up from last year that had been brought up like it had just happened, saying that I'm schizophrenic and that I have bipolar disorder and whatever. Meanwhile, I just have autism and ADHD and dyslexia. What are you doing, Serafina? What are you doing? Is there something stuck in your teeth? Getting sidetracked again. Anyways, this girl pretended to be my friend to get into knowing what the fuck I was doing. And then when I told her that the guy I was friends with was like a brother to me, she immediately decides to say, a boyfriend. Yes, I was totally dating a guy who was younger than me. Meanwhile, at the time, I still didn't know what a pedophile was. So when this guy came into my DMs, the guy I was friends with, he's like, we can't be friends anymore. I'm like, why? Well, so many people keep saying that your girlfriend is a pedophile and that you need to be away from her or whatever. And then I message back. I'm like, the fuck is a pedophile? Huh? What? And then he blocked me.